Mechanism. The European Union welcomes this discussion and congratulates the expert mechanisms for the extensive work carried out over the last year. We reaffirm the EU's continued strong commitment to the promotion, fulfillment and protection of the rights of indigenous peoples as set out in the UN Declaration and in international human rights. In your report, you address the right of indigenous peoples to participate in decision-making in matters that affect their rights through representatives of their choosing, as outlined in Article 18 of the Declaration. The EU supports the full, effective and meaningful participation of indigenous peoples on all issues affecting them. Within the United Nations, efforts to enhance the participation of indigenous peoples have progressed, but challenges such as accreditation and language barriers still limit full participation. More broadly, it's critical for states to collaborate meaningfully with indigenous peoples. Whether through legislative reforms or peace negotiations, indigenous peoples have the right, as set out in the Declaration, to be involved from the start, shaping policies affecting their rights, lands and livelihoods. Ensuring this participation strengthens governance and peace-building, aligning with UNDRIP's vision of justice, equality and respect for indigenous peoples' rights and cultural heritage. Distinguished panelists, what do you see as the next steps in terms of realizing the full, effective and meaningful participation of indigenous peoples across the United Nations on all issues affecting them? Thank you very much.
I thank you, and I give the floor to Mexico on behalf of